Tonight's Bible reading is from Mark chapter 5, and it's verses, which verses is it? 24b to 34, there we are. And if anybody is following in the church Bibles, it's on page 952. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there, who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realised that power had gone out from him. He turned round in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see these people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking round to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Lord, I pray that I may speak with your grace, with your words, and inspired by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. So we never hear what this woman's name is. She's never named. She wasn't an important person in her society at the time. In fact, that bleeding, which we take as some kind of like menstrual bleeding, that had troubled her for 12 years, it would have stigmatised her. It would have meant in that society and culture that whatever she touched, whomever she touched, was impure. It would have meant that she wasn't able to go to the temple to join in with the worship. So this unnamed woman doesn't declare herself openly. She doesn't come before Jesus openly. She doesn't want to draw attention to herself. There's loads of people there. They're kind of pushing, jostling around Jesus. It's like a rugby scrum out there. Jesus is actually on his way to another miracle. The daughter of one of the synagogue leaders, Jairus, is ill. So effectively, this is the minister's daughter, Bethan. There you go. So he's on his way. Jesus is on his way to heal Jairus' daughter. So the people can kind of sense a miracle is in the air. They're all excited. They want to see some exciting God things going on. And Jesus is like a celebrity. It's like Beatlemania out there. And so for this unnamed woman, there's a bit of safety in the crowd. And she can hide. And she thinks, if I can just touch him, if I can just creep up behind him, nobody will see me. If I can just touch him. You see, this woman, she knows. She knows who Jesus is. She knows that this man is different. He's not just another celebrity preacher. He's not just another good teacher that says some nice things. His words are words of power. They're words of life. And everywhere this man Jesus goes, it's like evil can't seem to coexist with him. So any kind of spiritual or physical sickness is kind of banished. And this man Jesus kind of buzzes and fizzes with the holy power of God. So she thinks, if I can just touch him. And touching him is something that ordinarily she's not allowed to do, because her touch spreads the uncleanness of her bleeding. And anyone she touched would have had to undergo ritual purification. Nothing onerous, really, but annoying. You know, so she didn't usually touch people. People wouldn't really have wanted her around. But perhaps for this Jesus, she thinks, it might just perhaps work the other way round. Perhaps instead of her uncleanness rubbing off on him, maybe his holiness, his life and power might somehow make her clean. If I can just touch him. Most people think that Christianity is all about trying really, really hard to be good and to be nice. And that if we make ourselves into really, really good, really, really nice people who behave ourselves, then maybe God might let us into heaven when we die. That's kind of a common perception of Christianity. And actually, quite a lot of people nowadays have rejected that fake version of Christianity. And they've rejected it for a good reason, because it's not true. It's stupid. It's not true. We know that actually, deep, deep down, our hearts aren't clean. And that no matter how hard we try by ourselves, everything we touch gets messed up. However many self-help books we read, however hard we try, we can never quite fix ourselves. We can never quite make ourselves into good people. And however much we try really hard to be good and try really hard to be nice, quite often we end up just being a bit mean and a bit nasty and a bit rubbish. And the saddest bit of this woman's story from Mark's Gospel is in verse 26, if you can put that up, John. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors, and she'd spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she got worse. Don't we do that? Don't we do that? There's all kinds of fakes and quacks out there who offer us the good life, who offer us a quick fix. If only you do this, if only you buy this, if only you try that, then you might be happy, then you might be fulfilled. Just click on that link. Just subscribe to that channel. Just vote for that person. Just eat that flavour of Magnum ice cream. Just get that job. Just get those grades in your exams. Just lose that bit of weight. Just buy that iPhone. Just buy those shoes. Just buy that camera. Just buy that car. Just buy that house. Just sleep with that person. Just get that plastic surgery. Just drink that extra pint. Just take that pill. Then you might be happy. Then you might be fixed. And we spend all we have on these fake doctors. We spend our money, we spend our time, we spend our strength, we spend our attention on things which at the end of the day do not save us, do not heal us, do not bring us life in all its fullness. And instead of getting better, we get worse. When all that's needed is to reach out and touch Jesus. We don't need to get ourselves better first. We come to Jesus first, because it is, because it's Jesus who saves, Jesus who heals, Jesus who makes us better. If we can just pluck up our courage to touch him, Jesus makes us clean and holy and whole. Because on the cross, when he died on the cross, something really mysterious happened, whereby all the world's sin and soul sickness and evil, all my sin and soul sickness and evil, was thrown at him and piled on him. And what did he do? He let it happen. He took it all upon himself. He took it all upon his broken body, and he died the death of a slave and a criminal. But just like when the woman touched him, she couldn't make him unclean. When they killed him, they couldn't keep him dead because he was fizzing and buzzing with the power and the life of God. And so even death couldn't keep him down. And his new life becomes our new life. Through him, we can be made clean, made whole, made holy. We can be healed. We can be saved. We can become part of the everlasting life of God. If I can just touch him. Notice what happens at the end of the woman's story. Jesus doesn't let her just slip away into the crowd. He stops. He looks around. He singles her out. And she is absolutely terrified because remember, she's not supposed to touch him. She's not supposed to touch anyone. She's not even really supposed to be there. She says she's trembling with fear. But what does she do? She tells him the whole truth. She declares in front of everyone, this is what I was like, and this is what Jesus has done for me. And Jesus wants her to do that because it's part of her healing. It's part of her restoration. And that's a bit like what we're doing here today, you know. Kerry has told her story. And she's saying how she's reached out and touched Jesus and of that wholeness and holiness and transformation that she has found, not by sorting herself out, but she's found it in him. And Jesus affirms this woman and he affirms Kerry today and says, daughter, calls her daughter, beloved, seen, known. Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Here's a question to finish with. What was it that healed the woman? Was it the power of Jesus or the faith of the woman? After all, Jesus says to her, your faith has healed you. I think what Jesus wants us to understand, what he wants the crowd to understand, is that faith is like a channel. Faith is like a conduit for the power of God. Having faith in Jesus is a risky business. We risk ridicule. In some countries, they risk everything. Here, it's not so much, but we still risk having to change our lives in ways that we might not have wanted to, we might not have expected. We risk being called to do all kinds of things that God might have lined up for us. For me, faith in Jesus has led to me giving up a secure career, moving here to Holyhead with my family to be a minister. For each person here, you'll have a different story of what faith in Jesus has meant for you. And for Kerry, it's going to mean something different. But when we take that step of faith, when we see who Jesus really is, when we reach out and touch him, then we stop having to do these things by ourselves. Our faith becomes a channel, becomes a conduit for the power, the love, the forgiveness, the strength, the goodness of God to fill our lives. I'm absolutely thrilled to be baptizing Kerry today because she's really become a good friend to me. And I can see how she has reached out in faith to touch Jesus and how the power of God is at work in her and how it's bringing new life and wholeness and it's bearing fruit. And I'm just really excited to see where it's going to lead. Let's stop trying to fix ourselves. Let's stop turning to the fakes and the quacks who promise everything and deliver nothing. Let's pluck up our courage, let's muster up that tiny bit of faith, and let's reach out and touch Jesus. And our lives will never be the same again. Amen. Some of you here might be thinking, oh, I've never actually done that. Never actually really put my faith in Jesus. And your heart might be beating really fast and you might be thinking, oh, I want that. I want to reach out and touch him today. Or others of you might have done it years ago, or even last week, but might have wandered off in the meantime and put your faith in some of the fakes, some of the other things for a while. So I'm just going to pray for us now. And if you'd like to, please pray along with me. Oh Lord Jesus, we know that at the end of the day, we're messed up. Our hearts are not clean. And we've tried, but we can't sort ourselves out. We can't save ourselves. But we can see you, Jesus. We can see what you're like. So today we come before you as messed up people, and we want to reach out and touch you so that you can make us clean. And we put our faith in you, and we ask for your saving grace and your healing power to flood our lives and restore us and make us into sons and daughters of God as we were always intended to be. Thank you, Lord. Amen.